Morning show at East Coast. Now, let's meet Karen O'Donnell. An hour after she gave birth to her second child, Karen O'Donnell suffered a massive heart attack brought on by something that happened just after childbirth. It took 26 minutes for doctors to get her heart beating again. Karen was shocked back to life by the hospital staff. And during that time, Karen says she experienced an out-of-body experience. And she's got her debut book, which is called Discover Your Inner GPS. And what's in that is something that has come out from that experience. Karen, you're very welcome. Thanks for coming into us.
Lovely to be here.
Sounds like a fascinating story. Just to get the perspective of your Wicklow connections, you live in Baltinglass.
I do indeed.
Good. And you're there a while.
5 years, yeah. And before that was Tinahealy. We moved down there with the family when they were very young.
And you like it?
I love the countryside. I love the countryside.
Very good. Well, you're very welcome in. Listen, I suppose it was straightforward going in, have the baby, you know, that's it. I'll be out in a day or two or whatever. And then?
Yes, went in. I ended up having a section. I came out of the operating room as such, went into the recovery room with my husband. And there are other mothers in there, Declan and my baby son, Callum. And I turned to Fran, my husband, and said, mind the baby. I then vomited, gasped, and I stopped breathing. And then there was commotion. I stopped breathing, but I could see what was happening. It was almost like I was elevated. And I could see the doctors coming in and the nurses coming in. The other mothers were moved out with their babies. The room was just emptied. And Dr. Froese, lovely doctor, he used the defibrillator and shocked me. Another young doctor was squeezing air into my lungs. And this went on for 26 minutes,
right,
trying to get me back.
And was there any reason why this happened?
There was a reason. They found it later. They usually find out post-mortem, as it happens. They found it, well, they ruled out everything else. It was what's called an amniotic fluid embolism. And people don't usually survive that. It's where the amniotic fluid backs up into your heart, causes this massive heart attack, and
right,
that's what had happened.
But you were caught in time as such, but you were already on the journey, because lots of people say in your death experiences that they go up above themselves and all of their life runs in front of them or something. So you were at that stage.
I was at that stage, and I could see, it was almost like a video screen. If I could explain, like, I could see what was happening to me on the bed, and I was quite indifferent to it. But I could see this video screen.
Yeah.
And on the video screen flashed across various scenes of my life, but they all had a common theme, Declan. And the common theme was that I didn't feel safe being me.
Right.
When I was very young, I was hiding. My father, bless him, he was an alcoholic and he'd a lot of his own demons, skeletons in the closet. And I was the youngest, and he would, when he would be drunk, come hunting for me. And
oh,
I'd be hiding in the wardrobe, hiding behind the clothes.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't catch me. So I learned at a very young age to be invisible, to hide in plain sight. And all these scenes that flashed before me were when I was invisible in my life. And that went on for 26 minutes while the doctor was trying to shock me back.
So all over your life, this has obviously dictated the pathway. This the experience with your father dictated the pathway of how you saw yourself as such.
Yeah.
And suddenly, because of this near-death experience, you got a realization of what it was, and then a sense of freedom, was it?
It was definitely a realization of this is what's going on for you. You know, it was very clear that I was invisible. I wasn't really aware of it when I was living, as such, that I was hiding behind being a mother, hiding behind being a daughter, hiding in the background. And when Dr. Froese, after 26 minutes, a stillness came in the room, and he instructed the staff to discontinue their efforts. And I saw the nurse approach my husband, Fran, put her hand on his shoulder and say, she's gone.
Filming hell. But then you probably jerked back in.
Yeah, I looked down, and when I saw my baby son there, and this little voice inside me said, be seen, be heard. And with that, the beeps came back on the heart monitor, and there was a big flurry, and I came back. But it was that moment where I had that split decision to make, be invisible completely, or come back. But if you come back, it's to be seen and heard.
Right.
So that was the path I was
chosen
catapulted
to
into.
Do. Yeah. So here you are. Yeah. So you haven't rested on this and sort of just, I'll tell the story. You've actually done something about this now and put it into practice.
Yeah, just before then I had started the whole journey of personal growth and I'd started doing counselling skills in Maynooth College. And so I knew about belief systems, I knew about limiting beliefs, Declan, and here I was, living one, effectively. And I thought, okay, I need to look into this more. So I did a lot of research on limiting beliefs and how they can hold us back. And I help people on a one-to-one basis. And then my husband has always been saying, you need to write that in a book. And I thought, I didn't just want to write my experience unless I could give something to the reader. And so it was like a workbook within the book where they could go through and see where there were, where there perhaps were limiting beliefs and how they could clear them out of the way. And so that's what I've been doing. And I've been, one of the things about being seen and heard was to stand up and speak for yourself. So I've, public speaking was a large part of that, and I've been doing that for the last 6 years. So I am being seen and heard.
Yeah, and do you get frustrated at the rest of us that we're operating the way we always operated, and maybe we're not reaching our full potential, and you say, but it's there, I've discovered, this is, you've got to do this sort of stuff.
You can't be frustrated. You know, I might see things, you know, and as one of the things you get from being in that position as a child is that you're a great listener because you're quiet. So I can listen to people and I can see the red flags, and they, you know, and I might talk people around or make them aware of them. But until people are ready to take those steps, no matter what anybody else says, they're not going to do it. So you just, it's I suppose, gentle guidance and support. Yeah. So people usually come to me, you know, for coaching when they're at that position where they need to make changes. And I'm there to help them.
And from experience.
Absolutely.
So discover your inner GPS.
GPS.
So this is the book with all the knowledge from somebody who's actually found it. So what do you say in the book?
So the GPS, I mean, it's like finding your own inner compass. And it's a process that I bring people through. The G is to go deep. The G is to go to the heart of the matter. What really matters to you are the core of the challenge. And that's quite an intensive one-to-one session. And the P and S, the P are the parachutes, to put people, to put situations in place or people who are going to lift you up. And I was very fortunate to have some wonderful parachutes in my life who've been, I've been blessed. And so it's getting people to, supports and the strategies. There's lots of strategies in the book, what to do to help you get back on track. We have this reticular activating system in our brains, which gets us to focus our attention on something in particular. And if you're running a negative belief system, like I don't matter, you'll find that you see that through the information you take through your senses. Whereas if you reprogram it to have something more positive, something you want to work towards, it will then start looking for that information. We've all seen that play. I don't know if you've ever gone to buy a car and you look up a car model and the colour, and all of a sudden the next day, all you see
is that.
That's yes. Your reticular activating system at work. You program it to look for the car, and that's what you see. So it's programming that part of your brain to bring you good stuff, to support you.
And is it easy to do?
No.
No. Because there's the other voices that's coming in, is it?
Yeah.
So and interrupting and saying, not at all, no.
We've all got that inner voice and critic, haven't we? Those belief systems that we have. Well, I say it's not easy. It's not easy, but it's definitely, what's the alternative? Having that negative voice control you and limit what you do? Or is it a case of stepping out of your comfort zone and saying, do you know, this is what I need, and putting the supports in place to help you achieve that? And that's what I help people with on a one-to-one basis, and also I have a workshop coming up on Monday, which helps people. I get to help them, you know, roll up their sleeves and really get the work done. So that's
and how part of it. How have you structured the book? You know, if you were to pick it up and say, okay, from Karen's experience and what she's telling us, I feel that I should take this on. What's the structure like?
The structure of the book, okay, the first bit is my introduction as to what happened to me that time 13 years ago. And then I go into the GPS. I go into the how you can spot limiting beliefs. And there's lots of ways you can spot them. Your self-talk, which we would all be aware of. If people push our buttons, and you know, the way they look, perhaps, or there can be something that can push your buttons and bring you right back to when you were a child and made you feel a particular way. So there's lots of ways where, those are the books broken down, the GPS, how you can spot limiting beliefs, what parachutes look out for, you know, business parachutes, you know, mentors, coaches, groups, and then the strategies. There's 8 strategies. So it's giving you the steps to put in place so as you can get back in touch with your own inner GPS. That's my mission.
Excellent. And has this, I mean, it's changed you with the mission as such, but has it changed anything spiritual with you, that experience?
it's given me, so I'm not afraid of death, one thing, but it's given me more, people talk about religion, but I've always been the case of what's important to you as a person. And I'll always come back to that, and I suppose bringing up our three children, because we had a third child then after Callum's birth. So it's bringing up the children to go for what they want, to be aware of beliefs that might be holding them back, and actually to be aware of ones that I am putting in place with my children, to be aware of that, and to, you know, and that's a tough one. You know, being the parent, but then wanting them to flourish and be their own individual self. And so my spirituality is more on, you know, do what's right for you. You know, help you help others. I think that's what it all comes back to.
Yeah. So you're a different person than pre this experience.
Yeah. Somebody said it's like taking the wax seal off. It's like allowing yourself to flourish. It's giving yourself that permission and going for it.
Yeah. Are you more daring?
Sometimes. Sometimes I am. Sometimes I know that I need to do something and that little voice says, be seen, be heard. And like with the public speaking, something I would never have done. And now I teach it. And I help people with their presentation skills.
Brilliant.
So it's lovely to see the confidence just bloom in people.
And have you fallen on your face at all with anything you tried?
I do, and I have to get back up.
Because that's the message.
Actually, speaking of falling on your face, I went to Centre Parks with the kids last week, and I got up on a bike. I haven't done that in 30 years, and I said, go for it, and then I pulled the brakes too hard, and I literally fell on my face.
She's human, so. Yeah. Excellent. So the book is called Discover Your Inner GPS. It's Karen O'Donnell, who lives in Baltinglass, and you say you meet people one-to-one as well. What's this, you mentioned there's something about a seminar or something?
I have a workshop in the Clayton Hotel. Next Monday evening.
In where?
The Clayton Hotel, Leopardstown.
Right.
And that's next Monday evening. And if anybody would like to come along, tickets are via Eventbrite. And that's where we can really sit down and work through. It's basically going through the workbook in the book and clearing out those limiting beliefs.
Right. All those walls you put up for yourself that's holding you back or whatever.
Absolutely.
There's a mixture of metaphors that don't suit. But anyway, the book is called Discover Your Inner GPS. Karen O'Donnell, thanks for coming in to us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Declan.
Good morning to you. Thank you.